Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all that's going on in the world of music and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. In the corner, we have Katie. Say hello, Katie.
All right, mate.
All right, mate. Mark Wright in the corner. And of course, we have Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hello.
Oh, hello, darling. Hello. Now, this week's guest, she's a friend of the show. She's back once again. Dua Lipa was with us.
Yay.
Lovely, lovely Dua Lipa. We talked about her new single, lots of interesting stuff coming up for her with the album, and she entered the Pop Buzz confession booth. Ooh. Yeah, lots of that coming up later on, but first let's look at the biggest stories of the week. This is WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
So, first up this week, I'm genuinely quite petrified of this news story. You can't have escaped it. Killer clowns. It's the trend nobody asked for and nobody wanted. People dressing up as scary-looking clowns, not in a fun Halloween way, but in a, hey, let's petrify some local children and put it on YouTube kind of way. You've seen these videos, guys, I take it? It's kind of everywhere on the internet at the moment.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, Woody. Come on, really?
What's not to like about being chased by a man in public yielding a balloon giraffe in full makeup?
I don't think it was a balloon animal that he was holding in his hand.
No.
I mean, this is the interesting thing. It's spread to the UK now. A couple of news stories that have broken out of it. There was a man dressed as a clown driving a Ford Transit van through the city centre of Liverpool.
Wow.
A man in North Wales, a schoolboy filmed this guy dressed as a clown standing near a children's play centre late at night. I have the shivers.
Please.
It's just horrifying. I mean, Katie, where do we think this trend has emanated from? Why does it exist?
Hell.
Okay. Is that the only explanation?
It's
I don't understand
hell.
How this has suddenly come to the fore. It makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't to me. It's a case for the FBI, I think.
Clearly. It's not even Halloween yet. There's a
I'm
month
terrified.
To go, effectively. I don't know. I think it's come from... the comparison is with the film It. You guys ever seen that film?
No, I haven't.
Right. So when I was a kid, I got terrified by this film. It's a Stephen King book, and then it was made into this film, and it's just about a killer clown, basically. They're remaking it, actually. It's out again next year. But yeah, I was shaken by that as a child, and this is just bringing back some horrible, horrible memories,
so
really.
So this could just be, like, promotional activity for the film.
A viral campaign.
Mm, yeah.
I've read that.
I mean, that'd be a horrifying viral campaign because there's... Okay, maybe the videos are fake, but there are some genuinely terrified children up and down the nation right now.
Yeah, actually, I did see a story today about a man following a woman with her four kids to school.
Oh, come on.
With, like, in clown makeup and, like, a fake machete. Like... I mean, like, I'm all up for a laugh, but, like...
Woody, that's not a laugh.
That's
you know
not
what we
a
need,
laugh.
Sir? You know what we need? We need an actual video where someone is willing enough and, like brave enough to confront one of these dudes.
Yeah, to, like, Scooby-Doo it.
Yeah, exactly.
To, like...
It was the fairground owner the whole time.
Rip the mask off.
We should do it. We should go out there right now.
Well, just fight. To be honest, I'll doubt if we just leave
clowns.
The office.
Clown hunters.
There's clown hunters. Oh, my God, the Pop Buzz clown
we
hunt.
We should. Imagine. No, we should.
Let's just troll through the streets of Soho this evening in search of clowns and see
what
we come up with.
I'm not busy.
Yeah, let's
I'm
do
ready.
It.
Well, I was going to go for a run, but now there's clowns on the loose.
You may end up running in a sense anyway, away from a knife-wielding clown. All right, well, hopefully that'll get resolved. I've still no idea why on earth it exists, but we'll definitely keep an eye on that one. Another big story we've been talking about this week. So Green Day are back, which is nice. New album, Revolution Radio. I really enjoyed it, actually. It's really, really good. But what Billy Joe has been saying recently in interviews is that he hates the term pop punk, which is a bit odd because he sort of invented the entire style and it sort of made his entire career. But he says he hates that term and wants to get rid of it. First of all, do we care? Do we care about this at all? Are we bothered about the term pop punk in general, or is it just like, hey, that's music, fine?
I don't know.
I feel like with genre names, it's not really important.
Right.
Like, I mean, who cares? But personally speaking, I have quite a love-hate relationship with pop punk.
Mm.
Love in the sense that it's just really another form of pop music with crunchier guitars.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I don't think that's ever going to go out of fashion. And I love all the tropes of, like, getting out of this town and my ex-girlfriend.
Pizza with my friends.
Yeah, you know.
It's like his own little meme genre.
Yeah,
it really is.
It is. I like that. And I love that it's got a second life.
Yeah.
But... It can be very stale. Apart from the big names who have pushed things like Panic and Fall Out Boy and Paramore, you know, most of the bands, let's face it, it's It's pretty repressive.
Well, it's interesting that he's saying it now, and he kind of it brings up the question of, like, oh, is pop punk dead? Does it not matter this genre anymore? But actually, in the last year and change, so many of the bands that we remember from like 10 years ago have had these massive comebacks. You got Sum 41 are back, Good Charlotte are back, Blink 182 are back, Green Day are back, you know, All Time Low are selling out shows at the minute, Busted are even back, the UK's only ever entry into show. I'm going to shoehorn Busted into every edition of this podcast. I don't even care.
You know, you're going to get many angry tweets about calling them a pop punk band.
But okay, they've got a funky sound now, but they are a pop punk band. I'm sorry, you listen to Air Hostess and you tell me that is not a pop punk
song. I sound like one of those people on Tumblr. They're not pop punk,
guys.
Five Guys aren't pop punk.
I'm triggered by your comments. Yeah, unbelievable. Former listener. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I maintain they're pop punk, but no, it is an interesting one. Like, do people listening to music in the Spotify era, guys, do they still care when things are split into genres? Like, I think most people now just go, "Oh, that song's good," and it doesn't matter. There aren't really any, you know, genres and little subgroups so much anymore.
Yeah,
no one cares
anymore. Yeah. And that, like, that's one of the great things that's happened with, like, the democratization of music over the internet. You can access so
big words.
Well, you can access so many different things, and they're all there for you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Billy. I think Billy Jay's making a good point in the sense, like, yeah, the scene's not. It's not the same as it was.
Sure.
People don't need it in the same way. But, like, people are still going to love those songs.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, when Green Day's new single is on every radio station on the planet, they're just a pop band at this point. Surely, you would have thought, but maybe I'll get crucified for that comment as well. I don't know.
What about his son's band? They're pretty pop punk.
They are pretty pop punk. That's a whole new level to
look into. I quite
like
them, actually.
Yeah, they are very good. They are very, very good. I do enjoy them.
Oh, yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah, what's your favourite pop punk band these days, Katie? Fess up.
Beyonce,
yes,
pop punk.
Oh, she's so hard,
so good.
There's some guitars on Lemonade somewhere, buried under the production, I'm sure.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it works well. All right, well, those are the two kind of biggest stories in our world this week. We want to hear from you guys, though. Get on the website, get on the Facebook page, let us know what you think. pop-buzz.com. We're back on the Pop Buzz podcast. Guys, our guest today, she's a friend of the show. She's a very good friend of the show. The single is Blow Your Mind. Mwah. You can hear it now on Pop Buzz Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Dua Lipa's back. Here she is! Yes, lovely to see you. Thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank
How you feeling?
Thank you for having me again. Last time was very fun, so I'm happy to be back.
Good, we're glad to have you back. Now, the single, let's start with Mwah. Because that is what's making it happen, isn't it? I mean, what a stroke of genius that is in a title. Yes. When did that pop into your head? Like, you know what? Let's throw this in there. I like it.
It was really like spur of the moment, just kind of because we were freestyling, trying to make up like melodies and stuff. And I don't know, me and Lauren, who wrote the song together in LA, we were just like throwing ideas at each other, and because I didn't have any words to fill something in with, I was like, mwah. And it was like, let's keep it.
That's a genius move.
We need to keep it. I guess I just got really attached to it, so I didn't want to get rid of it.
Nice. It's selling it. It's selling it. Absolutely.
Definitely.
No, it's fantastic. We like that a lot. And we should say congratulations to you, of course. Well, nominated for an MTV EMA, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's give that up. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How was your reaction? How did you hear about it?
Well, someone tweeted me.
Oh, really?
What,
a fan or a friend? Oh, wow.
Yeah, a fan was just like, oh my God, you're nominated for an EMA. I was like, it's got to be something wrong here. Something's not right. I go on, I see my name, I'm like, wait, this is real? I go on the website, I see my name, I'm like, this is real.
Yes.
First thing I do is call my mum.
Of course. What'd she say? Any
She's
tears?
She's very excited. She's very excited.
That is lovely. What are you most looking forward to? Is anyone you want to stalk? Anyone you want to meet while you're there? I'm trying to think who's attending this. Yeah, Bieber will be there, won't he? Big guns. Bieber will be there.
Don't know
21
if
Pilots.
I'm going to go.
Are you not going to go?
What?
No.
I know.
But to be fair, that means then if you win, you can do that really cool thing of
like
the hi, guys.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I couldn't make it. No. I'm on tour with Teresa Van.
Oh, of course you are. So it's crashing the dates.
It's quite tough to fly from America to Rotterdam for the event. But I might do. Who knows?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, I must say, let's make a pact now that if you do win this award, we get to be in the back of your acceptance video. That's what I'm wanting here. I want us on MTV broadcast. I'm so busy with Pop Buzz right now.
I'm so sorry.
So sorry, guys.
To your event.
Just us four and Troy in shot. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful occasion.
Sipping mojitos.
Absolutely. But yeah, you're going on tour with Troy and you're doing your solo tour as well. So what's going to go in the rider? That's the main question, really. What's going to be the pre-show regime? That's what I want to know. What's going on?
Depends. I don't know. Well, there's copious amounts of tea.
Nice.
Got to have that. I'm really into almond butter recently.
That's all right.
Rock and roll.
This is crazy. How times have changed.
Wow, wild.
Do you know what? I'm really... Yeah, I mean... I don't know.
You just got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Almond milk. Mm-hmm.
I think you're at the stage now where you can...
No, almond butter.
Almond butter, mate.
Butter.
Almond butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that is rock and roll.
Just as a solo condiment, or are we spreading that on a croissant?
It as a solo condiment.
A solo condiment. Yeah, nice, with a little side of tea. I can see you're now getting to that stage where you could command the Adele tea stand on stage. You've seen that? She's got like a stand just for her mug of tea on stage every night. I would like to see that.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that a nice idea?
I was drinking tea in Australia. I had a show. I was so jet lagged. And for me, it felt like I was performing at 5 a.m. in the morning. So I got up and I was like, okay, I just need some tea so I don't lose my voice because I just couldn't focus on what I was doing. And every time a song would finish, I'd pick up my cup of tea and have a sip. And everyone decided to take pictures of that moment. Of just that moment, because it was so very British.
You're going to get loads of fans bringing you tea at stage door.
Oh my God, you're so British.
That's repping hard for Britain. I like that. It's a good move.
Funny.
Absolutely.
So last time we had a chat, you were here. You were telling us about your choker collection.
Yeah.
But a couple of days ago, someone jacked your swagger, Harry Styles, on the cover of Another Man.
Did you see it?
Can you believe it?
He is drawing so much inspo from you, and you know it.
I love Another Man magazine, and I love all three of his covers. I think they're really cool.
He does look great in it.
He looks very great, especially because he looks like me.
Taking style tips from the best.
I'm only kidding. But it was really funny. Like, the fans were instantly taking those pictures and putting my logo at the bottom of it. I was fully memed.
Fully memed. That's such a 2016 phrase. I love it.
I don't know, really.
It's a good look. It was a good
look. We'll have a choker off.
We'll have a choker. Well, it's the same. I have that same choker.
The exact one.
Except his is probably now brand new.
That's true.
Get him to send it to you.
Send him a signed choker. Yeah. Welcome to the club. That's what we want.
Have you had any more crazy fan gifts? Has anyone sent you anything wild other than just the copious amounts of chokers?
I get a lot of chokers. I get... my Dutch fans always send me, like, stroop waffles.
Ooh.
Do you know those?
Now, what is that?
It's like a typical, like, Dutch traditional, I guess, dessert or, like, snack treat or something. But they're, like, it's, like, biscuit filled in with caramel.
Ooh. Oh, no, I have
them. They're, like, waffle. I don't know how to explain them. They're, like, amazing.
Wow. You know what would go great with that? A little bit of almond butter, I'm thinking.
No!
Dip it on the side.
It doesn't work, so it'll be too much. It'll be too much.
To sugar overload, fair enough.
People do just, like, stare at me because I eat, like, spoonfuls of the butter.
Next time you're in, we're getting almond butter, and we're all going to try this out. That's happening.
It's good.
Yeah. I believe you. I'm not cynical. I am on it.
We're going
up for trying this.
We're going to the shop straight after this.
I'm legit intrigued.
I'm down. Actually, talking of your fans, we fielded some questions from your fan on Facebook and Twitter. Because we were like, what do you want to know? Interesting responses. This one from @JulietYears. Would you rather go in a bath of sharks or in a giant spider web?
Real talk.
Yeah, real talk.
Giant spider web.
Why?
Wow.
Because a bath is really small, so if it's like one shark or me, and I have a feeling the shark would win, so I might as well have
crystal clear logic. Yeah, I like that.
Plus, Juliet hasn't said whether or not that spider web has spiders in it. You may have, you know, you may just be in a literal web as opposed to being surrounded by sharks. I think it's the wise choice.
Heavy enough to, like, break through.
Maybe. Maybe. Next time you're in, we're trying that too. This is going to work.
Okay. Yeah, to be continued.
Okay, at I'm a Lost Boy, would you like to collaborate with Charlie XCX?
Ooh. I think she's amazing. I would love to write with her. We haven't spoken about like a collaboration or anything. She's a really cool girl, obviously. So yeah, why not? Absolutely.
I loved her last album. I loved it.
Vroom Vroom EP. Yeah, it's so good, isn't it?
So good.
Love it. Love it.
Okay.
Love her.
Rebecca on Facebook, what's your favorite meme? Rolls eyes.
It could be one of yourself or just a random one. Your choice entirely.
God, I don't know.
Like, I'm a Pepe guy, personally.
Yeah.
Pepe the Rare Frog.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah.
That works well.
That's a good one. Mm. I can't really think of any, like, off the top of my head. I keep on seeing, like...
Yourself next to Harry Styles. Yeah.
Well, that one. Well, someone made... Like, I was on a ride on some, like... I don't know. I was in Stockholm and I went on a ride called Insanity.
All right.
And after the ride, I took a picture because I was in with my band and I looked like... really flustered. and I took the pictures, so everyone started making this meme and put the put big words on it that say shook. Every time something happens, they just like send me that. They're like shook.
Nice.
That is
post roller coaster realness. Yeah. I like that. More from Dua Lipa coming up later on as she enters the dreaded Pop Buzz confession booth. It's very funny. Keep listening for that one. But first up, it's time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So, Katie and Woody have each brought in a song you can hear right now on Pop Buzz Radio. All we have to establish is which is the biggest banger. And the theme this week. So, we all know Stranger Things by now. Great Netflix show. I'm sure you've all been watching it. This week, a story broke that Ernest Moniz, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, or maybe it's Moniz, he's the US Secretary of Energy, and someone asked him about Stranger Things, because obviously there's a connection that there's the Department of Energy that control the world of the upside down in the show. Basically, they asked him if the events in Stranger Things could ever happen, and he kind of didn't say no. He kind of implied it could be real. So, the theme for this week, I would like to know the ultimate banger to play as I'm getting sucked into the Stranger Things upside down. All right, what's going to make me feel better? What's going to fit the setting? You know, interpret it any way you want, guys. But yes, when the Demogorgon gets me, what banger should I be playing? Katie, I'm going to come to you first. What song have you brought for me this week?
Okay, I've really channeled my inner Will Byers this week.
Okay.
So, you know, like, what would Will do? He's been there. He knows. He knows what it's like. What song would he call upon to bring out that adrenaline when he's running away from the Demogorgon?
Oh.
I'm looking at you, Woody.
I don't know. What song is it, Katie?
Pray tell.
I'll tell you.
Will you tell me?
It's Twin Atlantic's The Chaser.
Oh, right.
Let's have a listen. Again, spoiler alert, I love Twin Atlantic so much. It's just, it's outrageous.
Well for me, then,
it does bode
it?
Well, but you got to tie it to the theme. Got to tie it to the theme. So tell me why it should be played as I descend into the upside down.
Well, apart from the title being very apt for this situation.
True.
I feel like if Stranger Things was set in 2016, this would 100% be on Will's cassette tape, his little mixtape.
Yeah.
Like, it maintains the perfect tempo to keep you running away from that, whatever that is.
It would be a good gym song. It's got a good pace to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's got a little bit of an 80s rock vibe as well. Mm. Like, it's something Steve would play at his pool party. Barb wouldn't approve of it, but it's good.
Yeah.
And if you listen really closely to the chorus, you can hear Will's mum screaming.
Is that true?
True.
Wow.
True.
World exclusive.
Winona forever.
Winona.
Reduce this section of the podcast to lies.
No, listen to the subtext. And the background screams.
All there right. you go. There you go. You got to check it out, Woody, clearly. Okay, how are you going to beat it, mate? What have you brought for me this week?
Mate, I've bought Call Me Danger by Taylor. This one's for Barb. What you want? What you want? I'll buy it. Maybe you can get enough. Get enough. Get enough. I'll drive.
Big banger, big electronic feel, and I must say, actually fitting that kind of 80s synth vibe you hear in the soundtrack a lot on the show, really.
Absolutely, it's got a really thick 80s vibe. It's kind of like the Pointer Sisters on SAS steroids, you know, it's really got that, it's got what you need to get going.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, I feel like if you're going to survive in the Upside Down, you really need to be at your most sassiest. You need to release your inner fot. Mm-hmm. You need to be...
God.
You just need to be your most badass self.
Your biggest scammer you can possibly be.
Yeah, you need to be that finger-snapping, tongue-popping, hoe-slapping girl who doesn't take any crap, okay?
It's especially...
Barb
it's
is
on
none
the poster for Series 2.
I know, and that was her downfall. Like, can we not dwell on that? So I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking Cookie Lion. I'm thinking Beyonce as Foxy Cleopatra and Austin Powers gold member.
What a throwback reference.
I'm thinking Madonna Desperately Seeking Susan.
Okay,
you've got to be like,
reference.
You know.
Wow.
Also,
and once again, Madonna gets crowbarred into the Pop Buzz podcast. Congratulations, Woody.
Every,
you made it.
Every episode.
Yeah. Go back and find them all.
No, I think, but also, I think the only way to truly kill the Demogorgon is to do a death drop right in front of him. Like, you've got to get within an inch of his, like, gaping wound of a face and just lay it down, like, bam!
Okay.
So, yeah, and this is the perfect song to do that,
his
too.
His gaping wound of a face. Okay. All right. I mean, both very, very good. So, like I say, I'm a huge fan of Twin Atlantic. I hope it's not remotely offensive because I am from Edinburgh, but I do find I go straight into a Scottish accent whenever I'm singing along to these guys. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got such a distinctive...
Yeah.
The cheese, sir! It just comes out, of me. It's great.
Do that again.
No. It's great. I do love that tune. But I'm going to give it to Woody this week because Call Me Danger, it's just musically so similar to the soundtrack. It really could slip right in, couldn't it?
Mm.
It's nice. Maybe they should call upon her next season, you know, you never know.
Weirdly, she's only 18.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's like a youngin.
Oh, wow. Mm. New talent. Has she come out with a lot more stuff other than this? It's this kind of early days.
This is her first single.
And
mate,
she's already won. Is it a banger? I mean, where else would this young
record.
Girl's career take her? Well, congratulations to her. Two great tunes there. You can hear them both on Pop Buzz Radio right now, guys. Just go on pop-buzz.com and click in the top right-hand corner. We're going to play a little bit of a game, too, if that's all right.
Okay,
a little bit of a game.
It.
So this is one of our newer games. This is called the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. Are you ready to step in to the Pop Buzz Confession Booth, Dua Lipa?
I feel like I'm on Big Brother.
Let's do it. State your name, my child.
You what?
Stage. This is a great start. This is a great, great start to this bit. State your name, my child. I will enunciate more in my stupid minister voice.
I thought you were saying something like, stay calm, my child. I was like, okay, I'm waiting.
Equally applicable. I like to put people at ease when they enter the confession booth.
After a flying start.
There's your outtake. Right. State your name, my child.
Dua Lipa.
When did you last come to confess, Dua?
I haven't been for a confession in a very long time.
Many sins to be discussed. Well, fortunately for you, I will pass you now over to Sister Katie. Hello, Sister Katie.
Hello, Father James.
Hello, and Father Woodrow. Hello, Woodrow.
Hello.
Hello, lovely to see you. If you would like to interrogate our subject here today. I don't know why I always say subject. It makes this much more sinister than it actually
does.
Is. I really need to
creepy.
Find a different word in there. Interrogate our guest.
It's a bit creepy, but then also, like, your voices are, like, a bit sexy as well, so...
Oh. Well, thank you very much,
Dylan. You're giving away, like... sexy priest vibe.
That's Halloween sorted. Sexy priests and nuns.
Okay, everybody.
Sexy nuns, sexy priest, take it away.
Dua, what was your first email address?
God. cooldy@live.com.
That's not too bad. That's actually, you can see the logic and the sense, which is unlike most of the ones we've heard. That's good.
What was the worst album you've ever bought?
She doesn't want to drag anyone.
Well, I feel like the most embarrassing is definitely Steps.
Oh, which one?
But
Step One? The gold collection?
Buzz. I'm not entirely sure, but I just know... I probably know all the words to one of them.
Which song is your go-to Steps favourite?
Oh, no, I'm out.
She saw me coming. Right, fair play, bail, fair enough.
Okay, next question. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Robbie Williams.
Oh, he was in the building. Yeah. He was in the building yesterday. I wasn't allowed to meet Robbie. He was something
really?
Of a hero in my youth. Yeah.
Oh my
I know.
God.
To be fair, I probably would have just talked his ear off about the in and outs of Rude Box, which is a pop classic, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Iconic. Well, he's fit. But I went and saw him at the Roundhouse a few days ago.
Oh, the other
ago,
night for Apple Music.
Yeah.
Nice. How was that?
Amazing. I was like, yeah, he's still fit.
Okay, what's your biggest pet peeve?
People eating with their mouth open.
Oh, I
Isn't
hate
it the
like,
worst?
I don't want to see your food.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not on that behaviour.
Honey, please.
Okay, what's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Why are these questions so hard?
This is tricky. This is a proper interrogation.
Oh my
right
goodness.
Here. We lulled you in with a nice interview last time. This is the real stuff.
What's the biggest lie I've ever told? I'm not tired.
Okay.
Yeah, that's useful. We've all done that one.
What was the last thing you stole?
What was the last thing I stole?
Yeah.
I don't think I've stolen anything. I don't know, my mum's shoes or something.
Okay, that's safe. That's
yeah, that's
fine.
Okay, that's fine.
You're
that's
forgiven.
All right, we're going to ramp it up a bit now.
Oh, here we go.
What was the last food item you picked up off the floor and ate?
We've all done it. There's no shame here. There's no shame.
Come on.
We have all done it.
I do it all the time, though. Especially in my kitchen. It's like stuff falls out the fridge all the time, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to put it back in the packet, so I'll just eat it. Olives.
Olives. That's okay.
5 second rule.
You can dust them off. You can dust them off. That's fine.
Who was the last person you unfollowed on social media?
Ooh. God, the pain on your face. I do feel for you on this one. It's all right. You can lie.
I guess it's just come to the point where now everyone's got those apps that they can see who's unfollowed them.
Yeah.
God,
so
yeah.
I just feel too bad. So
no,
like,
it is
I
weird.
I can't
that.
Remember the last time I followed someone. Cause I'm
would,
like,
you ever, would you ever check?
I know
who
that the second.
You?
I would have unfollowed someone. I would have bumped into that person. Do you know what? Let me just unfollow them because I never see them. I don't, you know, I don't really look at their posts or stalk their Instagram or anything like that. So I could unfollow them, and then the next day they're just like there, and you're like, oh my God, I'm such a bad person. Why did I do this?
The guilt's gonna get you. Guilt's gonna get you.
You're not following me anymore.
All right.
What is the most embarrassing thing in your web browser history?
It's a family show. We can keep it clean. It's fine. Not that I would ever suggest.
Why does everyone think I'm so naughty?
We have underestimated the power of the confession booth. We really
I don't like this game.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. You're nearly at the end. Yeah. One more. Come
okay,
on.
We'll
one, more
the last one
more.
Okay. Have you ever sent a text to the wrong person and it was bad?
Yeah.
And what was it?
I can't tell you.
Did it get resolved? Did the situation get resolved?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right then. That's okay.
Because I then just said, oh, sorry, it was just a lyric I was working on.
That's the greatest excuse in the world.
Yeah, that is... I'm going to use that.
I got out of that so smoothly because I was like, oh my God, how did I just send that message? I was like, oh, it's just a lyric.
Yeah.
Just a sneak peek from the new track.
Just dropping leaks left, right and centre. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, just testing out album titles. That's going to be my excuse from now on. I like that a lot. Well, okay, you've survived the confession booth. Congratulations. Well done. It's impressive work. Thank you so much for coming in to see us again.
It's lovely to see you.
The single is genuinely great. We love it on Pop Buzz Radio. Blow Your Mind. Brackets. Mwah. I think that's. There we go. From the master there. And the
From
tours.
The sexy priest.
There is the sexy priest. Doing it right. And off on tour as well. Off on tour very soon. When does it kick off in the UK? It's this month, October, isn't it?
Yeah. October.
Amazing. Yeah. All right.
UK and Europe.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck with that, ladies and gentlemen. Dua Lipa. There she is.
Well, confession time got me f***ed up.
Gap. Yes, it's the grand return of Fill My Gap. Here's how it works. I have some tweets in front of me from a famous person, and I have removed one of the words. All these guys are going to have to do is identify the missing word, aka Fill My Gap. And this week, it's all themed around everyone's favourite forehead owner, Brendan Urie of Panic at the Disco, because, miraculously, he liked one of my tweets this week, guys. He did. Wow. I was truly shook. I had a 29-stage emo breakdown. It was wonderful stuff. It really, really was. Sent me spinning to see one of my favourite musicians just acknowledge the work I had done on this particular website. It was a wonderful thing.
You're absolutely shameless.
I know. I don't even care. All joking aside, I am somewhat worried that he did read the article that he liked, because I did refer to him as famous forehead owner Brendan Urie in like line number 2, I think it was. He's clearly not offended. He liked it, so that's nice. Brendan, friend of the show.
He would have retweeted it otherwise.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn.
Tell you what, next time we see him, we'll ask him about it. But anyway, yes, I have 3 Brendan Urie tweets in front of me, and you guys are going to have to fill in the missing word. But first, gonna need some buzzers from you guys. So, Woody, when I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise. I've said it once. I'm gonna say it again. Please prepare these before we start.
No, see, this is the sound of panic. You see what I did there? See what I did?
Maybe that's you'll be victorious. Okay, Katie, when I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
She already done had hers.
Okay.
She's deep in that drag race life.
Clearly. So deep, she can't pull herself out of it. Okay, fair enough. All right, so here is tweet number 1. Identify what the missing word is. Just discovered I have a secret talent for making blank cry, and all I have to say is, not today, thanks. Just discovered I have a secret talent for making blank cry, and all I have to say is, not today, thanks. So I've got some options for you. Okay. I have some options. It is either a secret talent for making my dog cry, a secret talent for making Girl Scouts cry, a secret talent for making delivery boys cry.
She already done had hers.
I mean, it was pretty equal, but I'm going to give it to Katie, I think. Katie, what's your answer?
Delivery boys.
Why?
Because I just think that would be really funny.
Well, it's incorrect. I'm sorry. Woody, no. I will pass it over to you, mate. I will pass it over. So you've got a talent for making my dog cry or a talent for making Girl Scouts cry?
Well, I know he has dogs, and I don't know if he knows any Girl Scouts, so I'm going to go with dogs.
It's Girl Scouts, I'm afraid. What? No points there.
Girl Scouts cry.
I know, it is a horrifying situation and we don't want it to take place. Maybe they were watching the Emperor's New Clothes video and he was just looking like a demon or something. That's my only theory on it.
That's not on.
It's not cool, is it? It's not cool. He's gone down in my estimation, clearly.
He's almost as bad as those clowns.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. All right, no points there. Let's do it on the second one. All right. Any bar that's named blank is amazing in my book. Any bar that's named blank is amazing in my book. Your choices are any bar that's named Bill Murray is amazing in my book. Any bar that's named Frank Sinatra is amazing in my book. Any bar that's named Ryan Ross is amazing in my book. What do we think it's going to be, guys?
I wish...
Woody just buzzed.
Yeah, I just buzzed.
Oh, did you? I missed that entirely.
You mistook it.
Sorry, I just mistook it for an average noise. I didn't catch that incredibly distinctive buzzer noise. I'm so sorry,
and got away
Woody.
With that.
Go on, Woody. What are you thinking, mate?
I wish it was Ryan Ross.
Don't we all? Would only serve milk. For the diehard fans there. Carry on.
I think it was the second option, Frank Sinatra.
He does have the tattoo of him. I'm afraid it's the incorrect answer. Oh. So, Katie, is it Bill Murray or Ryan Ross?
Is there a bar named after Bill Murray?
There is, and that's the point to you, Katie. Yes, there is.
I am going there.
How about that, right? How good's that?
That's crazy.
I really want to check it out. Yeah, I think it's in New York, but yeah, what a title for a bar. You would go, wouldn't you? Walking down the street like, that's Bill Murray, I'm going. All right, final one. We're going to have a draw. Katie's going to run away with it. Okay, here we go. Thank you for all the victorious love. Had a blast making it, and now my cheeks hurt from contorting my face like a blank. My cheeks hurt from contorting my face like a clown, like a monkey, or like a goblin. Contorting my face like a clown, like a monkey, or like a goblin. Woody, what's your guess, mate? What's your guess? Where are you going with?
Monkey.
Why?
Because that makes more sense in my mind.
That's wrong. Katie. Contorting my face like a clown, contorting my face like a goblin.
I'm gonna say goblin.
Goblin.
Yeah.
It's the wrong answer. Turns out Brendan is perhaps a dressed-up killer clown, and we'll keep a watch on that.
I thought the reference was too much. Yeah. Too specific for this podcast.
I know. Well, there you go. It's almost like I tied it all in intentionally, isn't it? Yeah, there we go.
Maybe.
But that still does mean that Katie's the winner of that particular round, so well done. Well done. Very, very well
Claps
done. That's a
me.
Good effort. Good
You don't deserve
effort.
It.
All right, if you want to play...
I don't at all.
You got there. You deserved it more than Woody in the end. Let's go with that. All right, and if you want to play some more quizzes, get on the website, guys, pop-buzz.com.
Got a question, we've got a question. Can you help us out?
Finally, it is time for the question of the week. We are looking at one of the big news stories we've been covering, and I want the funniest story relating to it. The best, most impressive, funny story will win the point. So the story this week, we've already discussed about the horrifying killer clown epidemic that has taken over the world. So with that in mind, Woody and Katie, I would like to know, when was the last time you confronted your fears / pooped your pants? All right, that's what I want to know. When was the last time you were so scared that an event happened downstairs in the trousers department? Okay, so, Woody, I'm going to come to you first on this one, mate. When was the last time you were truly shaken, not in a shook way, not in a fun way, in a horrified way? Talk to me.
Well, aside from waking up to discover Madonna or Bjork has died, I would say one of my biggest fears...
Oh, wow.
No, I have a fear of horses.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yeah. I hate them too.
Okay, where's this emanated from?
Well, it started when I was about 5 years old.
Right.
I was feeding carrots to the horses behind my uncle's house, and one of the equine beasts mistook one of my fingers for a carrot and bit it.
Man.
Yeah. And have you seen the size of horses' teeth? It makes the Demogorgon from Stranger Things look like a tooth model for Colgate. It's very...
Oh, God.
It was intense. And, ever since, I've kind of just hated horses. You know, horse dancing at the Olympics? That's my idea of a bad LSD trip.
I think it's a bad trip for most people watching. Yeah. It's a very surreal sport. No offence to anyone involved, but my word.
Just looking at a picture of Black Beauty will make me nauseous. So, anyway, been scarred ever since. But I was on holiday one time, and an opportunity to go horse riding came along.
Okay.
I was like, right, this is it. This is my time to get over it. So, I said to them, I'm really scared of horses. They were like, okay, don't worry, we'll give you our most experienced pony to ease me in.
No.
I was like, great, wrong. The horse's name was Walter, and he was just the grumpy old man of the yard.
Red flag.
Yeah. He was trying to attack the other horses. He was trying to throw me off, running without me expecting.
Mugging you off.
And when he was the horses, obviously that triggered a very bad memory for me.
Flashbacks.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, honestly, he hated me. I hated him.
Yeah.
I hope they sent him to the glue factory. Wow. Honestly, I was
straight to the glue factory.
Scarred for life. So
you know, use him on a Pritt stick.
Yeah, I didn't poop my pants, but I do have flashbacks.
Okay, all right. My I respect that.
My therapist says that's normal.
Childhood fears. Childhood fears on animals. I understand. I get it. I really do. All right, Katie, top that. When was the last time you were this, you know, afraid of something?
Well, mine's much worse than Woody's.
Oh, here we go.
Worse than a horse?
This is a story of redemption and acceptance.
Okay.
Now, the last time I confronted my true fear was when I finally pledged my allegiance to Lady Gaga last year.
For God's sake.
The fear was real, okay?
Right, I'm going to stop you. One second. If there is a mention of the word Madonna in this ad. Okay, right, carry on then, carry on.
But slip it in anyway now.
Madonna.
Okay.
No, I used to turn off her songs if they were on the radio. If ever paparazzi played, I would cold sweats. Like, I mean, seriously.
So wait, hang on. Why is this a fear? You were scared.
I was scared. She was the clown at the end of my road. And no, right. And then 2015
scared she was
happened.
Poke you in the face. Yes. Is this it?
2015 happened. She blew up. She was everywhere. I had to face the fear head on. I thought, that's it. We're not being terrorized by this anymore.
Okay.
So it was like, you know when you get put in a room with something and they try and condition you to like it? That was how 2015 was
oh
for me.
Oh, my God.
But I'm now pleased to say I am a fan. I'm over the fear. One of her biggest supporters, and I'm looking forward to her making me lose my crap when she does the Super Bowl.
What was the song? Right. What was the song that helped you kind of get over
Ironically, it was American Horror Story. The scariest thing of all.
Made you come around. All right.
There we go.
I mean, obviously, I'm giving the point to Woody because that's not a real thing. It's just not real. What is that utter nonsense?
It was a fear.
Yeah, of course it was. A fear. I'm sure it was.
I mean,
true fear.
I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, no, you don't. Stop
I
it.
I do. Like, where you just don't... You're not into an artist and, like, you do fear...
Yeah.
Oh, God,
fear,
I'm going to get you to a separate Lady Gaga Madonna podcast where we never have to deal with this again.
And there I was.
Yeah, you feel repulsed, don't you? But then there's just that moment...
Know who I was.
It's like me with Ariana Grande.
Oh, stop you know? It. Like, enough. Yeah. Enough of this nonsense. Woody, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Well, yes.
Well done.
And thank you for your
support. Woody, your prize is actually tied into the forfeit as well. I'm going to get you to dress up as a clown and chase Katie around the office. What a wonderful, wonderful way to celebrate another week of the podcast. That's about it for this week, guys. Thanks again to Dua Lipa. Wasn't she great? Yeah. Friend of the show. Come back and see us again. Welcome anytime. Another big guest next week. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but keep an eye on the Twitter and on the Snapchat to find out what we've been up to in the office through the week. In the meantime, say goodbye, Katie.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Woody.
Bye.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hiya. Hello. Woody, hi.
Hi.